Debate continues today in the Senate over voting rights legislation, which faces opposition from every Republican and two key Democrats. But Majority Leader Chuck Schumer today said long odds are no excuse to avoid the issue.
We're going to vote. We're all going to go on the record. And Republicans will have to choose which side they stand on, protecting democracy or offering their implicit endorsement of Donald Trump's big lie.
Our next guest says we should look to history to understand why Democrats are pushing forward despite that opposition, that historically support for voting rights has always been partisan. Michael Waldman is president of the Brennan Center and author of The Fight to Vote, and he joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're at this critical point now with this voting rights protection legislation being debated in the Senate. The outcome seems clear. Do you see any way forward?
I think that this is a huge fight and there are twists and turns, and I would not say it's not over till it's over. I would say it's not over. There's more of a need for legislation like this than there has been in decades, but there's also more energy behind it, more political focus from the president, from the congressional leaders, and a wider movement pushing for democracy protections than I've seen in a long, long time.
Well, let's break it down a little bit. There are two key Democrats who are firmly opposed. Senate Democrats are meeting later today with Senators Manchin and Sinema to try to urge them to change the filibuster rules. Any hope there from your view?
Well, it's important to remember, first of all, that the Freedom to Vote Act and John Lewis bill, which are now one bill, the Freedom to Vote, John Lewis Voting Act, has the support of all the Democratic senators. It's passed the House of Representatives. It has the support of all the Democratic senators. Indeed, Senator Manchin was a principal author of the Freedom to Vote Act. So Senator Sinema and Senator Manchin have said that they support voting rights. The question is, what will they do to actually see it passed? Right now, the choice is fairly stark.
Right.
Do you stand up for voting rights, or do you stick with a refusal to change Senate rules or make it possible for them to pass?
Right. Well, to your point there, what is the path forward? Do Democrats have any path forward if Senators Manchin and Sinema continue to side with all 50 Republicans against the filibuster change?
Well, if they continue to side with them against the filibuster change this week, it's only the third week of the year. And people, I think, are going to keep pushing on this. One of the interesting questions is, both Senator Manchin and Senator Sinema have expressed worry that it wouldn't be right to pass voting rights on a party line basis. And that's an understandable worry, but actually, if you look at history and the history of the country, it's very often, in fact, usually the case that protections of voting rights or expansion of voting rights are done by one party over the objection of another party. It's a moment like that right now.
Right. And you recently wrote a piece for Politico where you said our history shows us that voting rights has always been expanded by one party over the objections of the other, that when it comes to American democracy, the parties don't hug it out, as you say, they duke it out, and that voting rights has never really been a bipartisan issue. Can you say more about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's not necessarily what we all come into this thinking is the case. But from the beginning of the country, there have been folks who've wanted to have their voice heard, who've wanted to be part of the democratic process. And there have been other folks very often who've fought against them. So it is the case that in the mid-20th century in particular, you had the Voting Rights Act. When party boundaries were different than they are now, there the liberal Democrats and Republicans united to overcome segregationist Southern Democrats. But since then, the parties have kind of sorted out.
Right.
I don't think it's something to be afraid of that the parties are speaking up on this. And right now, as we all know, the Republican Party is dominated by Donald Trump and his big lie of a stolen election. For the first time, the Democrats have become energized around a fight for voting rights, to protect voting rights. And that, I think, is going to be something we see going forward.
Michael, if there is no federal action on voting rights, what impact will it have on the midterm elections this year?
If there is no action on federal legislation, the midterm elections could see significant impact with the existing laws and with new laws making it harder for people to vote. We will continue to see attacks and threats to election officials. We'll continue to hear the big lie that our democracy is rigged, that the elections were stolen. There are things people will be able to do. There are state court cases. There's organizing. But right now, it's all on the line in the halls of Congress. We see something quite extraordinary, and it's a big week in American history. States across the country moving forward with new laws to restrict the vote. Congress has the power to stop it, constitutionally and legally. The question is, does it have the political will this week and in the weeks to come? We will find out.
Michael Waldman, president of the Brennan Center and author of The Fight to Vote. Thank you so much.
Thank you.